Video, police, suspect wearing horror movie scream mask killed PA neighbor with chainsaw and knife. By Amy Furr on March 29, 2024. A man wearing a mask from the movie Scream is accused of brutally killing his neighbor recently in Lehighton, Pennsylvania. When state police officers responded to an aggravated assault case, they found 59-year-old Edward Whitehead inside his home on Carbon Street suffering from life-threatening injuries, Wolf reported Thursday. Officials say the victim had been struck with a chainsaw and knife. He died after being transported to a local hospital. When authorities developed a suspect, they put a perimeter around his home and negotiated with him. The man eventually exited the dwelling and was taken into custody without incident. The suspect in the case was identified as 30-year-old Zach Moyer, a neighbor of the victim. Moyer was reportedly wearing an all-black outfit and the Scream horror movie mask when the deadly attack happened. An image shows the suspect, who appears to have a black eye. Moyer reportedly said he stabbed the victim in the head with a knife, then went home to watch a movie and wait for law enforcement to arrive at the scene. Moyer's sister claimed he recently told her he wanted to kill his neighbor. The suspect now faces criminal homicide charges in the case, according to WHIP. Officers say Zach Moyer's father, Francis Moyer, was harassing the Whitehead family following his son's arrest. The elder Moyer was arrested on harassment and related charges, the outlet said, adding that the younger Moyer allegedly told officials he believed the victim had killed women and children in the past. When speaking of the violent incident, the victim's niece, Jennifer Whitehead, said, "I just don't know what kind of people or people in this world that, sick, could do that. That's the sad thing." Law enforcement officials said that the victim and suspect lived in close proximity and there was history between them. No details were given regarding the history, but one official said, "This was not just a random attack. They did know each other." Authorities are holding the suspect at the Carbon County Correctional Facility. A preliminary hearing for the case will take place on Wednesday.